don't want to call her an NFL wife, but, you know, that's part of your title.
Yes.
I don't just want to say you're a mom, but that's part of your title.
Yes.
It's also, you know, we want to call her a survivor. It's still October, still Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Friend, we want to give it up to our now new friend to the show, Michelle Sproles, of course, wife of Eagles running back. I got that right, Michelle.
Yes, you did.
Darren Sproles.
Thank you.
Michelle, first of all, thank you for coming up to the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Now, look, I feel like we've gotten all prim and proper.
Right.
Friend, check it out. I wanted to reach out to Michelle. I reached out to one of my friends, Carmina, and I said, I really want to chat with somebody on our show that has a real story to tell. Someone that looks like me, acts like me, kind of grew up in the same environment that I grew up in, about breast cancer awareness, about being a survivor since, again, in short, you are a breast cancer survivor.
I am. 2 years.
You know, I got to admit, like I said yesterday, if you were tuned in, I've never had a mammogram. I barely know how to give myself a self-examination, so to say. And I don't know if that's because I wasn't educated in my household about the importance of, and being as though we have a health fair expo this Saturday from 11 until 3, I'm like, you know what? I really want to just get that knowledge and I want to take that first step because I'm able to get that mammogram come Saturday.
Right, right. I think that's something that's been an issue in the African American community and in our demographic in general. Unfortunately, we're not educated about, you know, certain things, or we're not given certain resources and whatnot about not just breast cancer, but other illnesses in general.
Yeah.
And just, I feel like cancer has been so ostracized, you know, via television.
Social radio, media now.
Social media, uh-huh. Everything. So it makes it a little bit scary to even want to do those things. It's kind of like what you don't know won't hurt you. But unfortunately, what you don't know can hurt you.
So. And can kill you in this case.
Right, right, right.
Now, tell us a little background. You said 2 years now, you're cancer free.
Yes.
How did you know that, hey, something is wrong with me? I need to go get myself checked for, you know, possible, like some type of lymph mode, so to say, right?
Actually, it was right after I had my youngest daughter. She's 2 years old. She turned 2 in March. Maybe when she was about 2.5, almost 3 months, I noticed in my right breast an area that was thick. It wasn't a palpable lump or anything that you could, you know, they tell you to look for a lump. In this case, mm-hmm. It wasn't a lump. It just an area that was thicker than my left breast. And I've always kind of been very proactive with my health and very diligent. So I went to see my primary care physician. And at that time, I was 28. So 28 years old, mm-hmm. Breast cancer doesn't run in my family. They gave me an ultrasound, which uh-huh. is what you would do on someone my age, generally healthy. Ran track for 14 years. Uh-huh. So I was, you know,
sidebar,
in shape.
What did you run?
I ran the 400.
Oh, you was a long distance runner.
Yeah, 4 and 8.
I was a sprinter.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, back to your story. My bad.
So, no worries. So basically, she did an ultrasound and they found milk lodged in the duct, or what they thought was milk.
Uh-huh.
So they told me that I had obstructed milk ducts, is what the diagnosis was. And she said, basically, you know, after, you know, a couple months or so, it should subside and go away.
Yeah.
Well, for me, that didn't make sense. I didn't breastfeed. So I was like, okay, my daughter is 3 months. Why do I have milk still in my
breast,
in my
ducts?
So being that didn't make sense to me, I went ahead and saw my OB. He did an exam and he didn't think it was anything alarming either.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you said you saw milk, I guess, in your breast ducts, is that what they call them?
Yeah. Your milk ducts.
Your milk ducts. My bad.
Okay.
See, look, who didn't pay attention in health class? When you saw them, that's what alarmed you?
No, what alarmed me was that it just felt so different than my left breast. That was something that I had never felt before.
Yeah, but then were you able to visibly see, like, milk?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, there was no milk.
Okay.
That's what really concerned me, is the fact that I'd never breastfed. So when you don't breastfeed, your milk,
it just dries up.
Yeah, so I was like, how can there be milk lodged, you know, leftover milk, and I never breastfed? So, I, you know, after seeing my OB, and he didn't think it was a big deal. You know, like I said, I didn't fit the criteria for uh-huh. a breast cancer candidate. It didn't run in my family. I'm 28 years old. I'm healthy. So it wasn't a palpable lump. So those are things that, you know, a doctor would ordinarily look for when diagnosing a breast cancer patient.
All right. So, friend, if you're just tuning in, we have Michelle Sproles in the studio with us. Of course, give it up to her husband, Mr. Running Back of the year. He's like one of our Eagle Savers over here, Darren. Coming up, we want to chat about what's the next stage. What are the next steps that Michelle took to make sure that she continued to be healthy and stay healthy and, you know, could possibly live a longer, healthier life and be cancer-free? So stick around for all of that. It's Hot 107.9.